This week, up in the thumb of Michigan, biologists confirmed a sighting of a wolverine. It's a member of the weasel family, but much bigger and known to be vicious. Now, Michigan is called the Wolverine State, so you'd think this wouldn't be a big deal. But it's been a very long time since anyone's actually seen a wolverine in the Wolverine State. Ray Rustem, with Michigan's Department of Natural Resources, says word of the discovery came in on Tuesday.
One of our biologists up in the Thumb area in a city called Cass City received a phone call from some coyote hunters that they had treed a wolverine, and he was curious because the thing like that doesn't happen every day in Michigan. It actually has occurred in the last 100, 200 years, so he went out with these the hunters, and just about the time he got out there, the animal came down out of the tree and was running across the one of the farm fields up there, and they got on the snowmobile and went after it, and he got a couple of nice photographs of it just to document the animal up there.
And you knew right away that it was, in fact, a wolverine?
Taking a look at the pictures, there was no doubt that it was a wolverine. And looking at the tracks, I mean, the tracks are unmistakable from this animal.
When you first saw the photo that your colleague there had taken of the wolverine, what does he look like?
The one big interesting characteristic is that they have almost like a light brown or golden hair that goes along the sides and down across the back of their rump.
Now, no one would have seen one there, I guess. And you mentioned it had been, 100, 200 years since
right,
they've been sighted?
Looking back at really, this is the only documented live animal in Michigan. What that means at this point, we don't know because we don't know the origin of this animal. If it's an escapee or a released animal, it doesn't mean much. If it's an animal that came in from Canada, then that's kind of neat.
Now, you say escapee. In other words, somebody might have had one of these, in a zoo? Or
In a zoo, in their possession. There are penned wildlife facilities throughout the state. If somebody had one in something like that and escaped out of there. So,
well, if it weren't an escapee, let's let our imaginations run wild. Where would it have come from?
If we go with the theory that it came from Canada, it would have had to come down through Ontario, and then it could have crossed. I mean, there is an ice bridge that forms at the southern end of Lake Huron. It would have had to come down through Ontario and across that ice bridge north of Port Huron and that area in the St. Clair River.
Well, that would be quite a trip.
Oh, that'd be an incredible trip. It'd be the incredible journey, as I call it. But we have had wolves that have been trapped and collared in the western end of the Upper Peninsula that have ended up down in Missouri.
How do you figure that Michigan is known as the Wolverine State? Was it an animal that was really common there at some point?
There's some interesting stories about that, of actually how we became the Wolverine State. One of them, one of them goes back to the fur trading days when Michigan and the Great Lakes were a major fur trading route, and all the pelts would come from all across Canada and to the west down to the Great Lakes, and there were a number of wolverine pelts that came down through that have been documented. That's one aspect. The other aspect is not quite as glamorous. It goes back to what was called the Toledo Strip War, when the territories in the Great Lakes were being distributed and settled. That Michigan's original territory went down to the southern border of Lake Erie. And when Ohio was made a state, in order to give Ohio a good port city, they moved the borderline of Michigan north. And so there was a little strip which included Toledo, Ohio. And there was some, they actually call it the Toledo War, and which was a little bit more than, I think a little more than like a few bar fights, a few fights that occurred that broke out along that strip. And there's also stories about us Michiganders being gluttonous for, like the wolverine is for food, that we were gluttonous for land. So a lot of little stories like that about how we actually became the Wolverine State.
Well, Ray Rustem, thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Ray Rustem with Michigan's Department of Natural Resources.